All right, welcome back to Deep Dive with Blake and Amy. Today, we're getting into something that's honestly kind of a sleeper hit in the supplement world, pine bark extract. Amy, did you know this stuff comes from the bark of the maritime pine tree? I always pictured pine trees as like Christmas trees, but this is a whole different thing.
Yeah, and it's not just any old tree bark, right? The maritime pine is native to the Mediterranean, and the extract is loaded with these things called proanthocyanidins. That's a mouthful, but basically, they're super potent antioxidants. So, not just hype, there's real science behind it.
Exactly. And you know, I first heard about pine bark extract from a buddy of mine who was training for a marathon. He swore it helped him recover faster and kept his joints from feeling like rusty hinges. At first, I thought he was just buying into the latest trend, but then I started digging into the research. Turns out, there's a lot more to it than just, you know, tree magic.
You're right, Blake. There are studies showing pine bark extract's antioxidant and anti-inflammatory effects. It's not just about feeling good after a run. It's about protecting your cells from oxidative stress, which is linked to everything from aging to chronic disease. And as we'll get into, it's a big reason why it ended up in Zero In.
Yeah. And I mean, we've talked about antioxidants before, but pine bark extract is kind of in its own league. The proanthocyanidins are what make it so powerful. They're like the special forces of antioxidants, if that makes sense.
That's actually a pretty good analogy, and the anti-inflammatory part is huge too. Chronic inflammation is at the root of so many health issues, and pine bark extract seems to help tamp that down. So it's not just about brain health, but we'll get to that in a second.
All right, so let's talk about why pine bark extract is in Zero In. This isn't just a random ingredient thrown in for marketing. It's there for some pretty specific reasons, mainly cognitive performance. The research shows it can help with memory, focus, and even things like brain fog.
Yeah, and what's really interesting is the clinical research around ADHD. There was a study with, I think, 61 participants. Don't quote me on the exact number, but it was a decent sample size. And they found that pine bark extract actually helped manage attention and focus in people with ADHD. That's a big deal, especially for folks looking for natural alternatives to traditional meds.
And it's not working alone in Zero In. You've got N-acetyl L-tyrosine, L-theanine, turmeric, and a little bit of caffeine in there too. It's like a dream team for your brain. Each one does something a little different. Tyrosine helps with neurotransmitter production. Theanine calms you down without making you sleepy. Turmeric's got its own anti-inflammatory thing going on. And caffeine, well, we all know what that does.
Right. But the cool part is how they work together. The synergy is what makes Zero In stand out. Pine bark extract helps with circulation, so you're getting more oxygen and nutrients to your brain. That means the other ingredients can do their jobs even better. And, you know, I actually heard from a teacher who started using Zero In to help manage the daily stress and attention demands in her classroom. She said it made a noticeable difference in her focus and patience with the kids. That's pretty powerful.
That's awesome. And I think it's worth mentioning, Zero In isn't about giving you a quick jolt and then a crash, like some energy drinks we talked about a few episodes back. The effects are more sustained, and you're not left feeling like you need a nap 2 hours later.
Exactly. And the dosing is designed for that, too. One capsule in the morning, empty stomach, and you're good for the day. Most people feel it kick in within, what, 10 to 20 minutes? That's pretty quick for a supplement.
Yeah, and the fact that it's standardized to 95% proanthocyanidins means you're actually getting a therapeutic dose, not just a sprinkle for the label. That's something Dr. R.A.M.M. really emphasized in the formulation, making sure it's not just effective, but consistent.
So, we've talked a lot about the brain, but pine bark extract actually does a lot more. It's got some serious whole body benefits, like supporting cardiovascular health and circulation. Better blood flow isn't just good for your brain. It's good for your heart, your skin, pretty much everything.
Yeah, and the skin part is wild. Pine bark extract helps preserve collagen and elastin, which are what keep your skin looking Well, not like a crumpled paper bag. The antioxidant protection means less damage from free radicals, so it's got that anti-aging angle too.
And don't forget immune support. The adaptogenic properties help your body handle stress, which is huge for immunity. I remember my first winter in Nashville. I was constantly getting sick, my skin was dry and irritated, and I was just run down. I wish I'd known about pine bark extract back then. It might have saved me a lot of trips to the drugstore.
I hear you. And I think that's where the adaptogenic thing really shines. For people with high-stress lifestyles, parents, teachers, athletes, or just anyone juggling a million things, having something that helps your body adapt and bounce back is a game changer. It's not just about feeling sharper mentally, but actually supporting your whole system.
Totally. And, you know, we've talked about how Zero In is more than just a brain supplement. It's about overall wellness, helping you stay focused, yes, but also supporting your body's resilience. That's what makes pine bark extract such a star ingredient.
All right. I think that's a good place to wrap up. If you're curious about pine bark extract or Zero In, definitely check out the research and see if it fits your routine. We'll be back soon with another deep dive. Amy, always a pleasure.
Always, Blake. Thanks for listening, everyone. Take care of yourselves, and we'll catch you next time on Deep Dive.